It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Welcome to Pantsuit Politics, where a woman from the right
and a woman from the left accessorize the news with a fresh perspective. This is Sarah Holland from the left.
And Beth Silvers from the right.
And welcome to a new feature of Pantsuit Politics, the Friday Briefcase. We heard some feedback that you guys wanted more content, and we are happy to provide that. So now, every Friday, we're going to send you on your way into the weekend with a few news stories we think are worth paying attention to. And we're also adding another feature during this podcast. Beth, you want to tell them about that?
Yeah, so we're starting something called the Friday Feedback because really the most fun and I think kind of for me unexpected part of doing this podcast has been hearing from so many of you and interacting with you, and what you tell us is super important to us. So we wanted to highlight some of the things that we heard this week and kind of what we're doing with them. We had this really awesome conversation on Twitter with one of our listeners, Ashley, who is a teacher, and we were having a little bit of discussion with her, as much as you can in 140 character messages, about teaching nuance to students, which is just amazing. And then another listener, Emmy, jumped in, and it was just wonderful. Well, then the universe kind of aligned, because right after that discussion, we got a message from Lucy with AllSides.com, which is a startup in San Francisco. And AllSides is aggregating all kinds of news stories and just information that's out there on the web to highlight diverse perspectives in the news. And they're looking particularly at bias and helping readers understand the bias inherent in any source. So we sent the AllSides information to Ashley, which was great. And it was just really fun to see all those things come together. So thank you to AllSides for reaching out to us. Thank you for Ashley and Emmy for the awesome conversation. And I hope we can have more discussions like that popping up. Another thing that we heard loud and clear from everyone is that there are some sound quality issues, and that you guys don't like it when we interrupt each other. And we just have to say we're working on it and we hear you. It's a little bit tough for us because we don't feel like we're interrupting each other in a way that offends us. So we don't notice it as much, but we're listening for it and really trying to make this, the quality of this podcast, match the level of interest in it, which we are excited and overwhelmed by. And so thanks for that feedback.
The other thing we're hearing quite a lot, well, I wouldn't say a lot, but often, is that we don't disagree enough. And we are hesitant. We still appreciate the feedback, but the situation with that is our guiding light is that we're trying to find common ground and bring a fresh perspective that includes everyone's point of view. So little less than the interrupting issue, we're not going to promise to work on that because that's really not what we're about. So if you're looking for people to really go at it from a Democratic and Republican perspective, there's plenty of content out there for you. But that's just not us. So we're not going to, you know, find points of disagreement and argue for entertainment's sake. That's not what Pantsuit Politics is about. So, you know, we hear you and we appreciate every single listener and we definitely appreciate the feedback. But as far as the you don't argue enough, we're not going to make any big promises with that one, y'all. So we're going to keep it nuanced, but we're not going to promise to keep it combative.
Well, speaking of combative, we are so happy to give you an update on the situation in Oregon that we discussed in our full episode on Tuesday. Fortunately, this has remained peaceful. And I think it's been interesting to watch the criticism of what's happening in Oregon because, as we mentioned in our last episode, there's a sentiment of, boy, if these were anything other than a bunch of white guys, wouldn't this situation have escalated more quickly? I think that's true, and I think it's legitimate. My perspective is, then let's hold up this law enforcement as an example of what we do in these situations, regardless of the gender, race, ethnicity, country of origin, or religion of the people involved in a demonstration like this one. I still think that what these guys have done should land them some cozy seats in jail, but I'm really happy for everyone that it has remained peaceful and just applaud law enforcement for not forcing an escalation. I hope that's an example to law enforcement across the country on how you keep something like this as calm as possible.
Yes,
we'll keep an eye on it and keep you informed and hope that we're able to soon report that it is over and that no one was harmed in the process.
And the other big piece of news that we wanted to put in today's Friday briefcase is Obama's executive action on gun control. He gave a very passionate and emotional speech at the White House announcing these executive actions. And just for a quick summary, what he's trying to do through the federal government is to really narrow who can sell guns without a federal license. I think it's broadly kind of described as a gun show loophole, but really it's a lot broader than that. It's for-profit dealers who avoid background checks, whether they're at a store or a gun show or anywhere else. And so what these executive actions are trying to do is to narrow who can do that without a federal license. Another big piece is that the FBI will be hiring more than 230 people to help run these background checks, which have been notoriously slow and clunky. So it's a 50% increase of the current staff. They're going to require background checks for people who buy restricted firearms through a legal entity like a corporation or a trust, which a lot of people use to avoid the background checks. They're finalizing some rules on the health record privacy laws to really remove some of the barriers of these mental health record aspect of the background checks. They are tightening some rules on the reporting guns that are lost or stolen on their way to the market. And they're going to really encourage more funding and more research into technologies that will make gun safer. This was one of my favorite parts of the speech. from just an entertainment perspective, is Obama was talking about if I can have an app that helps me find my iPad, which I lose a lot due to age, and him and Joe Biden exchanged this little cute little giggle. And then surely we can figure out a way to find lost guns or to prevent a child from firing a gun. If we can, you know, if we can keep childproof locks on medication, why can't we keep childproof locks on guns? And that was sort of the policy aspect of the speech, but it was a very emotional speech. He teared up sort of famously and has gotten a lot of press coverage during when he was talking about the children from Sandy Hook that were killed. And, you know, I think that it was very affecting part of the speech. It's pretty well documented that this was an incredibly important part of his presidency that moment. I can, you know, I know how much Sandy Hook affected me. I can't fathom how much it would have affected me if I was president and had to go sit with those families for hour after hour. And, you know, I can't imagine he doesn't feel responsibility if you're the guy in charge and something terrible like that. As much logically as he can say, like, you know, I didn't play any direct hand in this. If I was president, I would feel like, you know, I hate that this happened on my watch. I wish I could have done something. So I think that's what he's trying to do right now is do something. They passed some background checks after Sandy Hook, but this is much larger and bolder.
We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is Bake from Frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less. No thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special, and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit, or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
So what are your thoughts on this, Beth?
I think that I thought the speech was very effective. I did not like at all the criticism of him for becoming emotional. Mm-hmm. I think that's totally unfair. I think if you can't be emotional about what happened at Sandy Hook, what are you allowed to be emotional about? So,
seriously.
And some of that comes from the same people like me who have wanted more emotion from him on other topics. So I have no fight with that and was bothered by kind of the cynicism around that was displayed in some social media. I completely agree on the substance. There, I don't have one substantive disagreement with this action. Not one. The process concerns me. Some of this, I think, was clearly within the scope of executive authority. And in that regard, I think, why haven't you just done this, you know, and done it kind of quietly and let it happen and, you know, made the change that you wanted to make? Some of it, I think, having done it in this way, because the whole sentiment here was, well, Congress was supposed to do this. And those losers are so disappointing to me that I'm going to have to come in and do it myself. And that tone around it, I fear, jeopardizes the long-term potential to have this remain the law or remain the way the law is enforced. You know, I worry about the politics of it, frankly, because immediately then you had the entire Republican presidential field come out and swear, you know, day one, I'm going to go in and protect the Second Amendment. And, you know, we've made our views on gun control pretty clear on this show, so I don't want to rehash ground that we've already kind of plowed. But politically speaking, I think you either have the authority to do this or you don't. If you do, just do it without the kind of finger wagging. And if you don't, then Congress sucks at their job, doesn't convey new authority on you as an executive. It's just a process piece. But on the substance, like, obviously, this is what we should be doing. And I think that as voters, we should just fire the people that we're sending to Washington to represent us, since the vast majority of us so clearly want these things to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. I think there has to be a component of this in which we hold. I know it's hard because people who are opposed to gun control have this very concrete thing they feel like is on the line. And people who are in favor of gun control, it is much more ephemeral. But that doesn't make it any less important. I think it's so time for us to break the stranglehold that the NRA has kept on Congress. And I really think, I mean, when I was listening to his speech, it felt very different. It didn't feel like finger wagging to me. Here's how I felt like his speech was going. I felt like he was saying, it was very nuanced, to use one of our favorite words. I think he was saying, look, we've tried going through Congress. I tried. It's not working. We have this impasse and something has to happen, and I'm the president and I'll take the heat because I'm leaving office. So let me be the first one to come out here and take on this ire in the hope that any forward movement will break the stranglehold that this issue has experienced. And I think, you know, I think he did a little bit of that with healthcare. It's just sort of like, okay, let's just go in and start. And I'm a big fan of this. I've made this clear on this podcast. Like, I'm a big fan of this strategy. I want to start. I'm not looking for the perfect solution. I'm not looking for the perfect strategy. I'm not looking for a cure-all. I'm looking for movement. And I think that's what I took away from that speech, is him just saying, okay, no one's saying this is going to prevent every shooting. I tried going through Congress. Nothing's happening, but something has to happen. If the president can't stand up and say, the violence is out of control, we have to do something, then how are we going to get anywhere? You know, I feel like it was a very kind of, I don't think it was symbolic. I think it was important stuff that needed to happen. But I think the reason he did it in a bigger way is so, instead of quietly like making these executive actions, is because I think if he'd done that, the message would have been like, in some circles would have been like, well, you have to kind of hide from the NRA and you have to do it quietly. You can't make a stand. You can't take a stand. And I think what he was very purposely trying to do was say, okay, you guys, I'll come out. I'll take the hits because I'm leaving office. What do I care? Because we have to start moving on this. But I think he has a very, what I sense from him when he talks about gun control is like, I'm ready, but I need you guys to show up. I need everybody else to show up and say, I'm going to vote against you if you don't pass common sense gun control. I'm going to stamp up. I'm going to use my vote to say this is not good enough. Like, and I think that's hard. And I think, I mean, I'm willing to do it, but I don't know how much the rest of America is. I think people care about it, but I'm not sure. It's, like I said, it's so ephemeral compared to somebody's very concrete fears that someone's going to take their guns away. And also, side note, important side note, no one's guns are getting taken away.
Well, you've hit on another theme of our show, right? Which is moderates have to care. Moderates mm-hmm. have to show up. Moderates have to be as impassioned about being moderate as people on the extremes in both parties are about being extreme. I have complete sympathy for the kind of no-win scenario the president finds himself in. And that's what leadership is in some ways, right? People who wanted this are going to say it didn't go far enough. People who didn't want it are in this sort of he's coming for your guns panic mode. And then there are people like me who say, yeah, good idea, but did you have to do it this way? Because he does need Congress. And my criticism of this president continues to be just then try with Congress in a way that is more than shaming them. Go see them, right? Go sit in their offices, you know, just try to build some relationships here. And I there's the cynical part of me hears, you know, I'm at the end of my term, so I'll just do it. Like, that's not leadership either, right? Like, I wish he had done this earlier. You know that throughout his presidency, because I do believe he is genuinely passionate on this issue, that scores of lawyers and legal scholars have been looking at what can be done. And you see some of that in what came out of the executive action, because the regulations are aimed at, and the focus of enforcement is aimed at people who are in the business of selling guns, but then there isn't much meat on the bone as to what that means. And that's where I think there's so much room for legal challenges. I mean, this could just tie the court system up on kind of meaningless things for quite some time.
I can't imagine what part of this you would challenge. Like, what part of this do you have a problem? More people to run background checks? Really, you got an issue with that? Like, I'm fascinated by what would be challenged. But see, I think that they did try. I think when Biden came out with the big initiative and was like, okay, we're going to pass gun control after Sandy Hook. I mean, for however much you believe Obama to be an outsider that doesn't work particularly well with Congress, the same cannot be said of Joe Biden. That is one career congressman. So, I mean, I feel like I don't know exactly what the background or the backstage channeling and compromises and negotiations were with that, but I have faith that Joe Biden gave it his all and sat down and listened and understands how Congress worked and did and got absolutely nowhere with it. So I don't know. I'm more cynical on the Congress side of this, and not because I think, the United States Congress are just jerks and losers. I do not subscribe to that belief system, but I think probably if Obama/Biden were looking for a big issue to really start sitting down with Congress and working through things, this was probably not the best one to start with. But, you know, I think they probably did try after Sandy Hook, and I think he sincerely and legitimately wanted congressional action and was willing to lead the way and got nowhere. And that's where he got so frustrated and was like, okay, fine. And I don't know if that's, I don't know at which the threshold for when you say I'm the president and I'm going to do what I want. I mean, I think there has to be some of that eventually, but I guess it just depends on where you're coming from, when the appropriate time for it is.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, I cannot believe how young you look. And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off. There's not much worse than a dry, itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
Well, and recognizing that there's never going to be a universally agreed upon appropriate time. And I don't doubt that Joe Biden tried. I have a lot of respect for Joe Biden. And I do sincerely think that what has been done in Congress, probably Joe Biden deserves, I don't know, 90% of the credit for that. So I agree about all of that. I just still think this president, does some things very well. What he does not do well is work with the body that he needs to act to advance his agenda. And on the legal challenge front, I don't pretend to be an expert on this, but I would imagine that what could happen is that we go hard at enforcement around something like the gun show loophole. And then you have a debate about whether the person who's been fined is engaged in the business of selling guns or not, right? Mm-hmm. Is this a hobby or am I a gun dealer?
Yeah, I understand. I get that. You're like saying that. I can see how individuals would challenge enforcement under the law. I guess I meant like, what section of this is somebody going to be so ideologically opposed to? I'm sure they'll find one, but...
Well, we can guarantee that they'll find one.
Yeah, that's what kills me about... And I think it kills most. I mean, I had several people in my Facebook feed who were like, I'm Republican. I'm a gun owner. The NRA is out of control. Because it's literally, I mean, especially the stuff you hear about, like the no research on gun deaths. We want to block all funding for research on gun deaths and all these things. It's just so over the top.
And I even wonder if it is the NRA or if it is a very small portion of the NRA. I've heard Joe Scarborough, who, you know, I love, has, you know, he's said several times, this is a couple guys in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
You know, this is not the local chapter of the NRA in Topeka, Kansas. It is
no. A
couple guys in Washington, D.C. who figured out the political game around this whole thing and just
I feel like we
it.
Should stop calling it the NRA and start calling it the gun industry lobby. This is the gun industry, not people who actually care about their Second Amendment rights. I feel like this is when you say.
Well, because we do think.
Go ahead.
We do think it's about money. I mean, we've said that loud and clear before. It's not, absolutely. This is not policy for these guys. It's money. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I think we sent you on your way into the weekend with a little update on and one important, very important news item. So as we close out this episode, as always, we want to thank my husband, Nicholas, for producing Pantsuit Politics. We want to ask politely for everyone to review us on iTunes so that more people can find Pantsuit Politics and to follow us on Twitter at Pantsuit Politic and on Facebook. And we have another new addition. We finally think we found our closing statement, Beth. As everybody knows, we love nuance in all its forms. So from Pantsuit Politics, this is Beth and Sarah asking everyone to keep it nuanced, y'all. We'll see you next week.